I first became involved with the El Camino, as it's called, which is Spanish for the road, some years ago, when a friend of mine encouraged me to go on a sponsored walk for the MS Society of Ireland. And I knew very little about the Camino at that time. But as I undertook the walk, I became more and more interested in various aspects of it. And when I came back, I found that I had a wish to go and walk again and to learn more about it. Now, the background to the pilgrimage goes back a long way, and it's a matter of tradition rather than absolute proof. St. James the Great went and preached in Galicia, which was a Druidic center, before he went back to Jerusalem and was beheaded in, I think, 44 or 42 AD. The tradition is that his disciples brought his body back and buried him in Galicia. Now, that tradition or that folk memory disappeared until the 9th century, and at that time, in about 820, a hermit saw a light above a field, and that's how you get Compostela, the field of stars. And a local bishop claimed this, that they, at that time, they found the relics of St. James, Santiago. And this was very useful because it was at the time of the Reconquista in Spain and moving the Muslims down south and out of the country. It became a place of popular pilgrimage in the 10th century. And in fact, St. James is the patron saint of Spain to this day. With the decline in conventional Christianity in the Western world, so went down the interest in the Camino. However, there's been an increase in a search for spirituality by many people, younger people. And about 20 years ago, began a resurgence or an increase in popularity for El Camino. And so steadily over the years, people have begun to do the walk. And now approximately 100,000 people from all over the world, mainly from Europe, undertake the various routes to Santiago. Now, the way the Irish used to go in the Middle Ages was they went from St. James's Gate in Dublin.
Great. And of course, in Paris as well, there's Rue Saint-Jacques. I think in a lot of European cities, there's a St. James, which has a connection with the Camino.
That's absolutely correct. And in countries like Austria, Germany, and other places, there's a very strong tradition of this walk. And in fact, in Holland, the Low Countries, there are about 7,000 members of the St. James Society over there, which is an enormous number for a country like that.
Jim, how did you personally become involved in it? How did the Camino, how did you hear about it? When were you first awoken by it?
Well, I first heard about it when a friend of mine who was a lecturer in the DIT told me about this walk, and that it was more than just a walk because there was a destination. Now, people go on sponsored walks or do things, and you go to the Himalayas or you go wherever. But this was an interesting thing because there was an absolute destination, which was Santiago, a place of great spiritual interest. And also, initially for me, it was a way in which I raised a few thousand euros for people who suffer from MS. But then subsequent to that, I became interested in the Camino for its own purposes. And in fact, this summer, my wife and I did the Portuguese Camino, where we walked from Oporto to Santiago.
What does it do personally for people? What would be some of the reactions of people when they come back?
From our own experience, myself and my friends, we find that the El Camino appeals to the broader church. And so you find people undertaking El Camino who normally wouldn't be in the pews every Sunday. Most of them are Christians, not all, but all of them are looking for some sort of spiritual experience. And that's why I think in this day and age that the pilgrim has two paths to take. There's the outer path where you do the walk, and then there's the inner path where you should have a spiritual experience. The ideal way to undertake the walk is on your own, but most people go with one or two others. The spiritual experience, I think, varies from person to person, and But what most would say is that at some point along the way, whether they're walking along footsore, or whether they're inside some beautiful Gothic cathedral, or when they have a chance encounter with another pilgrim, a peregrino, that they have a spiritual experience which they will consider enriches their lives and in many cases deepens their faith.